Though my roots were in Tehran, I studied medicine in California. But then my focus changed to music. In the 1960s, I lived in Switzerland and was stage director at the opera houses in Zurich and Geneva. When asked to join the struggling Canadian opera company in Toronto, I wasn't even sure where Toronto was located. After some research, I realized that it was a wonderful offer, and I was excited to come to Canada to build something new. Those were challenging times, and it was marvelous to be part of the most dramatic period of growth in the history of the Canadian Opera Company. As I had total confidence in my team, my energy went into audience building and fundraising. In January of 1983, against some public opinion, I introduced surtitles. I always felt that the audience should be able to follow the story as it unfolded. I am happy to say that subtitles have been called the most important success in opera audience building. Around this time, the Canadian Opera Company formed its own orchestra. Now it was time to build our own opera house. This dream was subsequently fulfilled under the leadership of Richard Bradshaw. When asked to go to San Francisco in 1988 to rebuild their opera company, it was a most difficult decision. We loved living in Cabbagetown and considered our years in Toronto as the happiest of our lives.